Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Fortitude First. Today, we're diving into something super important: boundaries. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, ugh, another self-help podcast about boundaries, hear me out. We're not talking stuffy rules or becoming a hermit in a cave. We're talking about creating healthy boundaries that actually boost your mental clarity, your focus, and your overall well-being. Ever feel like your brain is constantly buzzing with noise? Like you're juggling a million things at once, and nothing gets done properly? Yeah, I've been there too. It turns out, those fuzzy boundaries we let slide can be major culprits behind that mental mayhem. So, buckle up, because today's episode is all about taking control, setting clear expectations, and reclaiming your peace of mind. We're going to break down 5 key takeaways that will change the way you think about boundaries. Trust me on this one. First up, boundaries aren't selfish, they're self-care. You know that feeling when you try to say yes to everything, and then you end up burnt out, overwhelmed, and grumpy? That's not taking care of yourself. Saying no, setting limits, and prioritizing your well-being is actually a sign of strength, not weakness. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone drain your phone battery without permission, right? So why let them drain your energy and focus without boundaries in place? Speaking of taking charge, boundaries are about communication. This doesn't mean launching into a lecture or becoming overly assertive. It's about expressing your needs and expectations clearly and respectfully. Think of it like ordering at a restaurant. You wouldn't just stare blankly at the menu, would you? You'd clearly communicate what you want to eat. The same goes for your time, energy, and emotions. Be specific about what you're willing to do and what you're not. Now, boundaries evolve. Life changes, priorities shift, and what worked last year might not work now. That's totally okay. Regularly assess your boundaries, make adjustments as needed, and don't be afraid to say, hey, things have changed, and I need to reevaluate this. Recognize the power of saying no, even when it feels uncomfortable. It's a superpower, trust me. You don't have to justify your reasons, a simple thanks for thinking of me, but I'm not able to take that on right now is perfectly sufficient. Remember, you're in control of your time and energy. Finally, don't forget about self-care. Creating boundaries often means saying no to things that drain your energy, so make sure you're saying yes to activities that replenish and recharge you. Whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or spending time with loved ones, prioritize those things that nourish your soul. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, trying to focus on an important project. But every few minutes, someone pops by with a quick question, a random request, or just wants to chat. It's like a constant stream of distractions pulling you away from your flow state. Sound familiar? That's what happens when boundaries are blurry. But here's the thing. Setting clear boundaries around work time can transform the situation. You could politely let people know that you have a specific block dedicated to focused work and ask them to send an email instead during those times. It might feel a little awkward at first, but trust me, once people understand your needs, they'll respect it. Plus, you'll get so much more done. So, what are the main takeaways from today's episode? Remember, boundaries aren't selfish, they're essential for self-care. Communicate clearly and respectfully about your needs. Boundaries evolve, so don't be afraid to adjust them as life changes. Never underestimate the power of saying no, even when it feels difficult. And lastly, prioritize self-care, you deserve it. Ready to put these lessons into action? Start by identifying one area in your life where you feel like boundaries are lacking. Maybe it's work, social media, or even relationships. Then think about what kind of boundaries would help you feel more clear, focus, and empower. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from these insights. Until tomorrow, keep striving for that fortitude first mindset. See ya.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.